Rembot 1
Everybody,
minute
Everybody, Nature Rockstar here, and it's a beautiful day for a high probability watch list. This is going out for the week of, it's going to be the week of March 20th. March 20th. Yes, sirree. March 20th. Now, we're just finishing up our two-week open house since the trade show. So you're getting this last video.
Rembot 5 minute cell signal.
Open house, please join.
Rembot 1 minute cell signal.
Great information here that we got here at Day Trading Radio. Be able to watch the shows and everything commercial free, and get to be in the chat and get all the alerts and everything else that goes along with it.
Rembot 1 minute buy signal.
but this is a great watch list anyway. This is going to be really good. Normally I do a Friday kind of. Recording that captures the day over the whole period of the day. I got in here a little bit later.
Rembot 1 minute cell signal.
Got a lot of things that I had to take care of. So it's almost one. It's just 1 o'clock right now. Paul and Keldar are doing a great show today. I've been listening to it, and they just stepped out to do lunch. And I'm going to jump on here, and again, I'm not live, I'm just doing this recording, and this is what the market's looking like. Now, when I got into the office before, I was looking at some of the stocks that we're watching, some of the ones we're in, and, you know, just if you're part of the site and you're seeing the watch list, you notice that a couple of these setups that we're in, we're in a process of what we call a 60-minute rotation. But a very strong daily setup, meaning that the longer-term trend is up, but expect a pullback. And that's and you're going to see some great examples of how that played out. Right now, we're just taking a look at the markets. Opened up at 9:30 this morning. You can see this little wedge pattern, this little move down from 9:30. It's just choppy. You should be able to identify this probably around, you know, a little after 10 o'clock, saying that this is probably going to be a wedge pattern. And when you have a wedge pattern like that, well, there's a couple ways of trading. You always look for a divergence. One of my first things to look for is a divergence as a breakout. For a wedge, if you get a divergence and a breakout, that is fantastic. It's just usually the bottom of the the short term trading range. That pattern usually breaks out and we can actually make a big pivot. A pivot is actually where the market's moving up and then moves down, or moves down and then moves up, where you could actually see a change of trend. That is what we call a pivot. So, you know, to qualify for a divergence, you have to have that low. And then you have to have that lower low. And you have to have that low in the stochastics and the lower low. In this case, on the futures, you're not seeing it. But I've seen this pattern many times, you know. And again, it's probably about a half an hour between that low and the other low. And you're not going to see it on the one-minute chart, but you probably will see it on the five-minute chart. So we're going to look at that five-minute cash chart. And I haven't looked at it yet. See what we got here. Let's see. Here's the 5 minute. So, a little different look at it. This is from yesterday, and this is the same pattern. Oh yeah, by the way, happy St. Patty's Day. So here's the breakout, and this is where we started off today at 9:30, and so you can see that downward move here, and the futures will be a little bit different sometimes. Won't give you the, especially on a 5 minute channel, you won't see that perfect wedge pattern, because we kind of gap up with the future, we gap up with the cash instead of starting off on the futures, which continue to trade overnight. So our futures actually gave us that nice little perfect wedge pattern. On the cash, though, you could actually see just a nice little channel. But the big thing here is it is a divergence setup, and it is a pure divergence. A day trader rock star, day trading, one that I like the most. So when we take out the lows, we have the lows of the session here with the stochastics here, then we start to push back up above the 20. We have to get back above the 20 for that divergence to play out, where the price then takes out the previous low, but we hold above the 20. Now you can see we actually held above the 20 here. And you can easily see the divergence, and the divergence is exactly that. You're seeing that higher low versus the lower low in the price. A very simple look at that, and you can actually see that is the biggest pivot of the day, and so far, the lows of the session. So a great example of that playing out. I wasn't even here for that, and I wonder if they noticed it on the show today. But that's where we are leaving off right now. Now you can actually see the 5 minute is kind of rotated back, but we're kind of going sideways. It is a Friday. It is the options expiration. And the market has just recently gotten off a nice little pop after the Fed. This is back here where the Fed came out, raised rates, and the market rallied nicely off of that. And then we've been kind of just chopping around, consolidating. We did pull back a little, but now we're pretty much, we take a look at this, kind of like in this sideways chop here. You know, basically, you can see a good example of it right here. So we're watching this area. Which way does it go from this level? Well, we like to use our indicators to get a hint, get a an edge on things. We're not getting any edge right now other than we're slowly drifting here. The market is actually going sideways on the price here. And that tells me that we have a slight price divergence where we normally are going to look at the direction of the price go along with the stochastics. If the stochastics are moving down, price is moving down. Stochastics are moving up, price is moving up. Stochastics is moving down, price is going sideways. That's tended to be bullish. All right. If the stochastics are moving up and the price is going sideways, that's bearish, you know. So we want to normally see that. So that's as this gets oversold more, gets oversold, but the price maintains that level, it's usually a good sign for a further push higher. And that's what we're starting to look at right now. It's not an exact set up there. Take a look at the hourly, and you can hear those crickets in the background. That cricket is the buying and selling pressure that we have on our gauge on our dashboard. And you can actually see the hourly is actually rotated back down quickly, and it seems to be coming out of that flag. And then, of course, the daily, just to do an update on the daily, we call this like a market radar. Daily, after the Fed came out with its decision, the market popped. We started turning back up on the daily, and the daily stochastic in the 60 stochastic time frame is something we're going to focus on today on some great examples on stocks. So looking back here where the market is right now, you can see there was a nice, you know, here was your bottom, your 11:30 divergence on the cash 5 minute, probably even on the futures. I mean, you could look at the divergences on the futures too. There's no problem there. I have, you know, very strict criteria where I look at both cash and futures. And let's take a look here. Yeah, you could see it. I mean, it's a harder one to see, but you can see that low and that lower low. And I'm looking down here on that 9.3 stochastic band. I use three of them, 14.3. I use some other ones that represent a trending, the trend identifier. But the 9.3 is very important, and the 14.3. And the 9.3, it's a clear divergence. The 14.3, you might be saying, hey, it's hit that, you know, it's harder to see and harder to read. Either way, we know the 5 minute was an easy read on that, and you know, proof is always in the pudding. And you can see the nice move here. Now this is on the 5 minute time frame. I want to move back over to 1 minute time for this. Almost looks like it wants to pop here. We got a little rotation up. It is starting to pop up a little. All right. So that's kind of our update. That's our market radar that comes along with the watch list every week. Just an idea of where we are with the markets and what we're looking at now. Radar also kind of giving you a forecast of what we're looking for. And again, I'm still very bullish on this market. Just the market's going through a phase. It's options expiration. It's Friday. It's some other things going on. There's, you know, even the NCAA tournament going on causes the market to be in a little funk here, as a lot of people are watching that. But as you can see, the crickets are alive here and pushing higher. And this is a nice little setup. I want to go over some of the stocks on the watch list this week and on from last week. We've been focused on a lot of stocks on the screen. We've been trading them. Today was an interesting day because, oh yeah, we got some good ones for you. All right. So to start off here, you know, we focused on two big stocks this week. Brinker and Under Armour. The Brinker is the EAT. What we like about this, as you can see, we came down to this lower trend line. First of all, you need to, you know, as a trader, develop a good list of stocks to watch. I call it a watch list or a focus list. I have a lot of stocks I go over every week. About 200 is in my core list that I pay attention to, and these are all quality names. You can almost consider it like, you know, the S&P 200, just my 200 stocks that I pay attention to, that over the years and over time, I've traded more and more, and then, you know, you get used to them, so you kind of rotate back into them because you feel comfortable with them, and you know how they act. Well, Brinker and the restaurant stocks I like to trade. So we've been following this. We've traded a lot back here. If you ever look at my charts on the show, you'll see a lot of channels. You'll see a lot of circles, candlesticks pointed out. These are usually areas that we've been traded. So right now we're in it right down here off this retracement trend line, which, you know, I think I'm really good at identifying these really interesting trend lines that eventually broken through. But a lot of people think when they broke through, they're no longer, come into play, but they really do, especially down the road when you come back and retest them. Now, I'm hearing stuff go here, and I'm not against taking a trade here. I just didn't know we're going to be in a position here. Market actually, of course, taking off when I sit down. Nice. We actually had, I'm looking back at the tradeometer, too. And I see, I'm just going to mark off some of these things. We had a tradeometer signal here. We had a signal here, which didn't really do much. Chopped around, pushed a little higher. This was actually, you know, just, again, kind of a stronger market when you start to see a signal come in and it really goes sideways. And that's about it. And we just started to get another signal here. Let me see what's going on here. All right, we pop back up here to the previous close. All right, so I'm going to get back to, I don't want to get sidetracked here. What we were talking about is the Brinker. Now, Brinker's on the, was on the, you know, as the best bet going into this week. We got the big pop. Everyone has a nice profit on it. And what I said was, I think you should stay in this one. And the reason is, if we go back here a bit, and I want to try to show you something without showing it to you, if that makes sense. Let me pause this. All right, here you have the area where we're starting to get interested in the Brinker. And this is, you know, what I'm doing here is actually moving the chart back on the 60-minute time frame, because it's a 60-minute time frame, daily time frame that we're paying attention to. Daily, we know where we are, but the 60 also got oversold. And when we talked about getting that big pop, well, let me see if we could actually do this here. All right, you can see we started to move up here. We started to get that big candle on the 60-minute time frame. Little volume came in, and then we started to make our move. And now we've started to make our move until we got into an overbought level. So this was a nice move. You know, this was a very, very nice move. We look at the 41.11 to 42, almost a point. I think we got even a little further move up. But right when we start to see that rotation on the 60-minute time frame, we have to understand that, yeah, things, you know, this has been in a downtrend. Most likely you're going to run into a little resistance until the overall trend changes. So whenever we have a first, you know, in a downward channel, we start to get that breakout and we get this rotation on the 60s, it's a good shot that we're actually going to pull back from there. So at that point, we put out a little alert audio message on the site, or at least on the radio, talking about short-term traders should concentrate on watching this area for a little resistance. Now, we actually looked at this 43.34 area, and we continue to watch it. We'll see that we popped right up to it. Now, we popped up to it. At that point, it gapped up and said, all right, take profits into that. But for the longer-term traders, you want to hold on to this. I mean, and the reason is, you know, the reason you're getting out is because, take a look, you had a nice little resistance area, which was caused by the support level that finally broke down, and we got back up to a plus the 200 period moving average, plus the stochastics here rotating over. So a very important level. You have to develop that discipline who say, hey, I'm just taking it off. I got a good trade. I'm going to take it off. That's my trade. You know, that's my high probability zone. You know, my high probability zone is when we have the momentum behind you. It's measured by the stochastics. We know that if the stochastics are moving higher and the price is moving higher, that's great. Great for us. It's always good to be on the right side of the flow here. I like to call it being on the winning team. And once you get into an overbought level, you have to take all the edge that you had with that momentum is now, you know, used up. So, you know, that no longer applies. You have to make a decision. You have to make a decision on if you want to stay in that trade and deal with the pullback that probably will happen. And what we'd like to do is look at that daily time frame. So I'll look at that daily time frame, and I'll say, wow, that daily time frame is just starting to get going. So we probably have some upside here based on the daily. So this is a key setup for me. And I see that they're back on here. So let me record the rest of their show here. I see them back on the show here. They just had some barbecue, I think. That was fast. So as long as that daily is on my side,
Rambot 5 minute sell signal.
As long as that, I got a lot of things going on here. As long as that the daily is on my side and pushing higher, I feel more comfortable knowing that we're going to get a big follow through. But if that 60 minute, if we go back to that 60, is extended, I would expect a pullback into that. So you have a 60 minute rotation, meaning 60 minute pullback, but the daily's pushing higher. That means you're going to look for a couple days of a pullback and then a follow through to the upside because the daily's not done yet. And as you can see here, we push back. You see the market here pulling back a little, pulling back. Right to, you know, and you can see the stochastics up here, pulling back. And it's not that we're always going to get that perfect pullback, that full rotation, you know. But we got down to the 20-period moving average. And this is a point where if you think the stock is going to be stronger for whatever reason, or there's some other indicators, you have the 20-period, that you won't get a full rotation. But the pullback is what you just wanted to, you know, understand, that you were going to have a pullback. Do not get freaked out because that daily is still very strong. And then you can see what happened here. We started to turn back up and explode out of here. And that's where we are right now today. So we have a perfect setup off that 20-period pullback. Stochastics pulled back with us. It was just a perfect setup. The daily looks fine. We haven't rotated back up here all the way, so we're still holding the brinker. I said we could get 44 on this. I think that shouldn't be a problem. And, you know, that's our goal right now. All right, so here we have, let me turn that, the clicker down on the background there. Here we have, let me actually, if I could get rid of that. I don't know if it messes up the audio on the thing. Actually, I'll leave it on there. I'll take it off after. It's good to hear it. I need to hear it in case I want to get into something here. Here's your Under Armour. And again, with the Under Armour, another interesting setup where we've taken this trade off the lows here. And we're looking for a rotation back up. Now, you can see we started to get that rotation yesterday. The last 2 days, we started to get that move. And one day, 2 days, and today we're pulling back. And I wonder why. Let's take a look at that 60-minute time frame. So here we had the nice move up yesterday, the day before. And then the follow-through on yesterday. And that got us back into an overbought level on the 60-minute time frame. And I stress, in a stock that's been very weak in the downtrend, that 60-minute rotation is very important to sell into if you want to take that trade. Or are we going to look at that daily rotation back up, and this is the beginning of a bigger move? So I have a feeling that this is setting up just like Brinker. In this case, we have a little better 60-minute rotation, almost rotating back, but it's almost a trend line rotation. It looks really good right now. So this is it should bring you a nice trading opportunity on Monday or today. Here's your daily again. You can see the candle did pull back here, but with that candle pullback, it's really a rotation on that 60.
Rambot 1 minute sell signal.
And you're actually starting to see it move back up now. You know, just as we talk about this, about almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we are starting to see the same move back up off the lows here. Now, it did pull back a lot here. You know, it might have something to do with options expiration also. It was up close to $20. So we still like this Under Armour, and there's two ways of trading the Under Armour, to double the A shares, or we have the regular Under Armour shares. Basically, very similar patterns. You can see this one actually holding that trend line really well. Look at this underlying trend line, tag, broke down through it, regained the channel, and if you regain that channel, that trend line still plays out, especially on the retracement. Right off that trend line starts to move back up. Here we are on the daily, pointing higher, but the 60 has rotated back down. Very similar, very, very similar, almost identical to the EAT, where the EAT here pulled back to the 20 and then busted higher. So there's EAT. There's Under Armour. You see the very similar characteristics here on the 20 period moving average. Very, very similar. This is fantastic. I think it's just an excellent example. I'm glad I get to show it to you. It's a perfect example of what we're talking about today, the 60-minute rotation and the daily. So two of those stocks right there. Both are still looking good, and I'm in both of those. All right, so let's go to another one we're holding here. It's CWST, and this is a cheaper stock, which is fine. And again, this is a bigger picture. We trade it the same way. This was actually a divergence setup out of a channel. We look for a divergence breakout. We got the breakout. It pulled back to the top of the trend line, also to the 20-period moving average. And another rule that I go by is when we have a divergence, and a divergence is that higher low in the stochastics. Remember, that higher low is important. Lots of times you'll just come down and move up, to move down. But if you move up and then move down and put in that higher low, and you have that divergence, that typically means that channel or this new pattern, and we're going to call it a little channel here. It's like underlying channel line there. You can even put a boundary line on top of it just to kind of give you some directions later on. But basically, we're looking at this kind of an upward channel starting to move, that this will be kind of extended, and we'll usually get another higher low down the road, and this will maintain its direction. So we looked at this CWST as that situation. I said, watch it. It's going to come back down, maybe a test of the trend line, but we should get a higher low on stochastics, and this will push this back up. So that's where we are on this. We're holding this. It continues to look really good. I think this is one of the bigger, longer-term trades. It's only $12 of Waste Management. Another one we trade a lot is Waste Management, and again, talk about a strong looking stock and a strong sector. So this really is CWST. This is probably a good opportunity. Just broke out, first pullback on the breakout. We're probably going to get some follow through on that. So that continues to be on the watch list, and put it up there. Cheaper stock. Cheaper stocks don't sometimes seem to move as fast or as aggressive as we sometimes see in other stocks. This is where we are right now. Market trying to make a little bit further push here. Hear those crickets coming in the background. And the market here at the highs are right above us. 23, that's only about 3 points, 2 points away maybe. Not that far. All right, so the next one on the watch list. All right, our next HPS setup is Verizon. Verizon here. Love the Verizon setup. Take a look at this big picture. You know, this is the big picture, and we're going to look at the weekly. And I've been discussing this the last few days here at the station because I think you're in a prime time zone right now. I don't think we're going to go much lower here on Verizon. There's a large 1, 2, 3, 4 year kind of sideways consolidation, a decent range, but not that decent. I've seen better ranges. We're going to zoom in here, and again, this is the weekly chart. So we've seen the weekly rotation. Nice pullback, nice oversold level, nice push up, nice overbought, nice pullback, nice nothing yet. You know, we're actually halfway down. We're very close to being oversold, but not quite there yet. Doesn't mean we got to rotate all the way down. We've bounced before we got an oversold. What I'm paying attention to more is the bigger picture here on the daily. We had a divergence breakout. a divergence breakout here. We've had many divergences on Verizon. Now that we don't have one yet, or I'm not saying we're going to get one here, but it's almost the same situation we've been seeing. We have a channel breakout and a pullback and a start to rotation back up, similar to what we just showed you on the last two stocks, the Brinker, the CWST. You know, you have that breakout retracement follow through, and we didn't even pay attention to 60-minute time frame. The last time it got oversold was back here, and you know, we've been kind of making a series of just grinding highs up here. Now we've eventually kind of pushed back up here, but this is kind of bullish. You know, when we don't make a fast rotation, we just slowly grind back up. Now, the thing is here, this is a long-term trade setup. You know, I think we get $55 on this. We're flagging out now. This is on the hourly, flagging out. I think we're going to pop here, actually, today. It's 50.21. I think that $50 level is starting to come into play, and we're going to start to hold above that. I'm going to mark it down. You know, basically, that's close to it. Now, you can see we've tried to get through it here. We tagged it here. We tried to get through it here. We're trying to hold it above it here now, flagging above it. Let's go to the daily. And we have the underlying trend line. Big pop yesterday, a little consolidation, 2 days of consolidation right now. Everything looks good. This is turning back up. Slower stock, but it looks fine. The underlying trend line is there. We have a kind of a gap area up here at 51. We'll start to push back into there. To close that gap is 52 and change. It's 2 points. And like I said, I think we get to the top part of this range and, you know, eventually break out. I mean, we're looking down a year from now. I think we break out and move higher on this. You can see the nice turn back up here on the stochastics, too. This was a nice divergence back here. But this is a nice turn back up. Remember, a divergence gives us that higher low, and we normally get another higher low. In this case, we kind of had one here, kind of popped. Now we pulled back. We're starting to put in another turn back up. It's not the most, you know, again, not much else other than saying, hey, I like this one better for the upside move versus a downside move. You're inside of a larger channel. There's no real big triggering zone like a divergence that was back here. We're saying, hey, this is a divergence. You need to get out. You're going to break out of this channel up to 200. That's an easy call. Right now, we don't have that signal, but we have momentum behind us. So we have a good long-term trade with momentum behind you. I want you to put advanced auto parts on your screen. I want to continue to watch this and just look for a large range candle on this. We're oversold with daily. It's setting up. It's showing up as a little divergence here, maybe a pure divergence that we could hold about the 20 line. But I've gone back, and what I do a lot of times is look back at these charts on these downward moves and see what really defines the bottom. And then in this stock's case, it's usually a large bar candle, and we usually get a nice follow-through off that. We had one back here, one back here, a big reversal back here, nice follow-through, big reversal engulfing pattern back here. This wasn't really one. And again, it's about taking out the lows. So the combination is that pullback has to really take out the lows, has to close near the highs, leave a big candle, a big shadow tail, and then close near the highs. Preferably engulfing pattern works really well too. And this stock shows you that. There's actually one back here which chopped around, eventually moved higher. But this seems like we're in the perfect opportunity for that. So what I'm going to do is put it on my daily list, keep it on the screen, and watch for that reversal. And then when that reversal comes, I'll let you know that we have it. Because we won't be able to set this up on the HPS alerts because it won't be a buy trigger. We really want to see that reversal candlestick. So it's going to require myself to just do an update on it every day until we get that large, I'm writing it down, large candle set up here. And it hasn't happened yet. But when we do, I would say here, we're going to be in this one. It gives us good moves. It's a nice big stock. So I think it's very close. I mean, you could take a shot here and, you know, maybe get a little flush down and a reversal and you're good. or you could just wait for that candle to come out. It looks like the divergence is almost ready to be setting up here right now. So I would say we're very close. Within a day or two, early next week, we might have that reversal candle. And we might not even have a reversal. We might just have that divergence, and it's off to the races. So a couple different things. Actually, we had a negative divergence back here, you know, which is a nice sign, and a nice wedge pattern, reversal, everything. It looks pretty good. Here's another double top divergence back here also, lower high. So this gives us good topping formations, but we're going to look for that big candle for this one. So keep it on your list. I have it on my list. You'll be alerted to it when it gives us that candle. All right, let's just move on. we've been discussing the oil and gas stocks, oil and gas industry, drilling, refiners, just oil and gas sector, service sector, everything like that. They've been all pulled back, and a lot of them have given us divergent setups. This is one of the nice divergences, HP. I'm going to write it down, but I've mentioned before that I tend to shy away from the oil and gas sector, especially, you know, even in the case of a divergence like that, I still have some caution on that. I think other things influence this sector more than the technicals. And it's just a little bit more on, what's the word I'm looking for? Volatile, you know. But we do have a really good one here. So I want to make sure I point that out. The HP is a nice one. HP, a very nice one. I'm actually into some Occidental Petroleum, OXY. And we've got a nice gap up on that. And, you know, I like these down here. Again, very small position. But nothing really showing up here. And I'd be cautious on all these. The PSX I do like. Sorry for a phone call there. And again, you can see that big candlestick, big pop, continues to move higher. I expect this one to move a little bit higher. It's just a very nice looking stock. One of the things that help, if you find if you do find a sector that's lining up and you have that issue, you usually go for the best of the breed, you know, the best of the best of that sector. You can look at sometimes the charts, the fundamentals, Phillips 66 refining stock. We've talked about how Warren Buffett has a big stake in this. It's like fourth or fifth or sixth biggest holding that he has. He continues to add to it. You'd actually get in at a better price than he has. I think his last price was like 80-something, 84, 85. This is the 60-minute time frame with a series of higher lows. It looks like we're going to pop out of this consolidation. Again, oil and gas could be a little bit more dangerous, a little bit more shaky. But this is one of the ones I do like. You could actually see we're kind of coiled up here, almost a wedge pattern, and trying to break to the upside. We've already got a pretty fast rotation here. That's it's a little warning flag right there. All right, a next stop on the stock watch list is Air Products and Chemicals. Great pullback. Back to the 200-period moving average, pretty organized. It had to gap down. I wanted to put an alert in down here. Now, in some cases, we won't see that that test in the lower trend line. I still think it's worth watching. If you eventually get down to this level, we have to set that up. It hasn't been set up yet. You know, just giving us alert for a move back down to that 133, 134 level would be a textbook a trade. Nice channel. Here's an example of that trade. It's called the 200 EMA channel line break bounce. So it's a 200 EMA, the red line. You come down to, you break through it, and you should have a nice trend line underneath it based off a 1-2-3 pattern. 1-2-3 is two pivots on either side. One, in this case, there's a pivot up here and a pivot here and a pivot down here. You can make a parallel trend line. Price breaks down to the 200, comes down towards that zone. Remember, it's a zone. It's not a, you know, this is not a... a game of darts here. This is a game of hand grenades. So we want to get close to that line, establish our trade, and that's where it is. So this is another good spot down here if we actually get down here. But it doesn't look like that's going to happen. And a quality name here, let's take a look at a weekly. It looks good. A weekly just getting oversold. I have a feeling that this one's moving higher. It's a good weekly candle. It's holding the 50. We just tagged that oversold level. So I have a feeling we're not going to actually get that pullback we want to see all the way to it. Just keep it on your radar in case we do. For any reason, You get a smackdown on this. I'd watch this lower level. But right now, this doesn't look bad for long, just based off a rotation move, APD. Just based off a rotation move. I'm going to write it down. We usually look for three indicators to classify it as an HPS setup. You have an oversold stochastic. That's one. You have a recognizable pattern. It's kind of hard. We have a couple gaps and stuff. So it's a... It's close to a recognize, I would say that's a nice channel trade. No big reversal candles. Volume was okay on this this dip down, and then we had some good volume coming back up. So the volume is there. I'd say it would give us about two indicators out of the three. There might be an underlying trend line here, just to double check. It's not much here going. There is a slight little trend line there. So that's what we got going there for you. So not a bad area at all, APD. You know, it's just starting to make its rotation back up. The one thing I will say here is we had a little divergence on the sell side back here. You can see that higher high and the lower high on that. And that tends to lead to a bigger channel down. So I wonder if we're going to get one more rotation down. See if we get a breakdown of this, or at least another tag of that channel line. It looks pretty good. I'm going to say we're going to head up on this. But a nice pattern there. We'll add it to the watch list. It won't have a chart on it. I mean, you have the chart right here on the video. You know what you're looking at. I would put the stop just underneath the recent candle low. It's 136. It's not a bad stop at all. 3 or 4 points. You have momentum on your side. You have the weekly on your side. You have a lot of things on your side. So possibly nice trade setup here. Here was one that was mentioned for last week. And it's same situation. We had an oversold stochastic channel line bounce. And you can see it's reacting nice on that channel line. Continues to move higher. Nothing more said about that other than, this is the type of setup you want. You want the lower trend line, oversold stochastic. That's a good 1-2 combination. Is there anything else here? Big reversal candle. It was a pretty decent candle here. I don't know if I think we did take out the lows. So we have a combination of three things. We have that reversal candle on some volume. It's important to have that candle come on volume. That candle right here. You can see that volume spike in that. And then the follow through. So there's really 3 out of 4 indicated here. Here we had a nice reversal candle on oversold level and volume. And a nice move up. So yeah, I expect this one to move up a little bit further. A very similar setup here is underlying trend line Discovery Communications, Discovery Channel. You have a 200 period moving average, we have a rising trend line, and we have an oversold stochastic. Again, the odds are in your favor of pushing higher. This is actually coming out of a pretty decent base also. I don't see myself getting in this, but I want to point it out. Very similar to the last one. This was a good example of that pattern we just talked about. It's called a 200 EMA, exponential 200, right, the red line here, breakdown. You have a 1, 2, 3 pattern, 1, 2, 3. So you put that parallel line, actually you had it 1, 2, 3. It's any way you want to put it. You have a nice underlying trend line. You get down to the 200, you break down through it, you come down to the trend line, and you bounce back up to the 200. The trade is... It's a very good trade once it comes, if it shows up on your screen or on my screen. It's great because it sets up exactly like, it's the same setup over and over again. So you become familiar with spotting this out here. Downward channel comes down to the 200. There's a little channel underneath it. You break through the 200 period moving average, you get down to it, and then you get that bounce back up. American Airlines, AAL. PRGO. This is a tough one. This is a lower trend line. Hasn't really bounced. If we don't get a good bounce off of that trend line, there is some weakness here. It's the weakest of the ones I'm in. I'm not going to say that I'm going to add to this. I think there was a shot that we get a pop on this. They updated their... they did some kind of update on some financials yesterday. It didn't really do anything for the stock. The I'm in it just because I've traded this before a long time ago, and I just like the pullback here off and off the trend line. So there is a spot here, but other than that, it still looks very weak. It's more of a high risk maneuver. Just want to update you on that. Still holding that. Kroger. Kroger had a reversal candle the other day. Pretty decent one. We touched base on it. As we look back now at it, you can see it actually did follow through to the upside. First target on that would be the 20-period moving average. Yeah, that's it. I'm not in this, but, you know, again, combination of oversold, reversal candle. No trend line. This trend line's still intact, though, because you kind of flushed it, came back above it. If we ever, again, get, you know, I like to keep these things always active on my chart, these trend lines, in case we come down to it. I don't see myself taking it, but there's so many different setups here that are starting to rotate back up. The rotation back up is important to be on the right side of the trade. JBHT here. I got this one in my scopes. I'm watching it. I haven't taken a position yet. It hasn't given us any clear setup. I did see a reversal candle. I wanted to monitor that. Nothing happened from it. I would still monitor this. Nothing happened on it right now, but I'm just watching it. I have a lot of scans that I do and try to do these once a day. And these are large engulfing patterns that come in a downtrend. One of the great combinations is that oversold level, price holding that 20-period moving average, and a engulfing pattern. Actually, this in this case, it's an outside day. Very similar patterns where we take out the lows of the day, and then we close above the highs of the day. That candle right there represents that. And that's, you know, relative to the previous day. So we have to actually, it's a two-day pattern. You have to take out the lows of the previous day and close above the highs of the previous day. On volume. The volume is picking up on the previous day. We're oversold. It looks like a good flag. Chart is nice. Everything here looks really nice on this. CHRW. All right, that went down. I'm going to take watch that JBHT and then the other one. All right. So the CHRW here, nice little thing. But the other one that I'm getting on my screen here, and this is one I am pretty bullish on. I did get in some options. It didn't work out. I have shares in this also, but I do like this Chipotle Mexican Grill down here. CMG, small position, 40 shares. The base has been, you know, this thing has been the damaged stock. But now we've started to see that higher low being put in. And this one we chopped around it. We're oversold. It hasn't sprung or, you know, really gotten a good pop yet. I am seeing a little bullish candle here. Starting to form as we engulf through that previous day's candle. We haven't started to turn back up on the daily yet. And again, looking at that hourly, it's starting to move back up. I expect a big candle here next week. You know, I thought we could get up to that 420 level again. Will it happen next week? We'll see. It is still a damaged stock. You know, there's definitely something to be concerned with. So I'm not going to officially put it on the watch list. Just let you know I'm watching it. I think we'll take some scalps on it next week using some options. And until then, we'll just continue to watch it. But keep that on your list. I'm continuing to listen to the great content today on the show as they get close to the 4 o'clock. I want to bring up Cabela's for you, CAB. Also want to bring this down over there and then this over here. Where's my radio here? Hold on, I just messed up something here. All right. I wanted to bring up the Cabela's. So give me a second here. I'm just bringing up something else over here on this other computer, too. Working two computers at once. Crazy. Living on the edge today. Oh, you know what? I just took something off here, too. All right, so I'm back here with you. I ended up forgetting to send out the order. I ended up closing out my Under Armour options. I had some options on that. So I wanted to close them out before they expired. And they were down a little, but I just took it off. Done with it. But I have Under Armour shares, and that's what I really do like. So I'm going to hold on to the shares on Under Armour. Looking very good. The option is a little bit hard if you're not getting the move that you want in the time allocated. Gilly had a little pop here, and then I just touched base with Rob. Good to talk to you, Rob, if you're out there. And things are going along here. Good. So we're just about ready to close up. 7 minutes. I got to tell you, I got a big shout out to Keldar, RPM, anybody who contributed to today's show. I've been on. You know, sometimes I turn it off so I could do my video and stuff, so I can't have it in the background. So I miss a lot of it. So I'm actually recording it because I know there's a lot of great information. I'll probably post this in the forum also. So if people didn't get to hear this, this is a very epic, episode in the history of day trading radio. Really good, just good talking about trading. So look for that. If you didn't see it, get to me on it. Get me on it if I don't get on it. All right. So we're going over the HPS watch list. And those, some really good setups. Market, where we leave off here, we left off on a couple that we're going to watch. I mean, I would say at this point, and I'm going to do a little bit more research here, but at this point, I would consider Verizon the best bet for next week. I think we get a nice follow-through here. This is a very strong turn back up. We didn't rotate all the way down. We're attacking that 200-period moving average. There's a gap above us, and we're almost at that. I mean, there is some areas of resistance, but my big, big outlook here is a breakout to 55, and this is probably the farthest we're going to get as a pullback into the. I don't think we're getting back down to the lower portion of this area. No way. We have that higher low. We have everything here. So best bet going into next week on Verizon. This is one you just have to get into, I wouldn't look at this as a buy trigger on the, in the HPS site. Maybe watch that 60-minute rotation. But this has been a very strong move now for the last, couple weeks. It's been just kind of grinding higher. Now it's really starting to get some momentum. So I think you're best to be in this one sooner than later. And not worry about too much of a pullback. And this is not a big, I think it's a good, actually, I think it's going to be a good tradable stock, fast mover, but it's not normally known as a, one of those fast moving stocks. But as I can see the strength today, and this strength has happened after the, this really exploded after the Fed increased their rates on Wednesday, That's when it really popped. It hasn't looked back. And that $50 mark is a major level for me. I think we're going to hold 50. So we're starting to pull away from 50. That is definitely going up as the best bet next week. Under Armour, probably number two. Remember Brinker, EAT? I hate to tell you, it sounds kind of boring this week. But these patterns are just, very nice. We call this pattern exactly how it plays out. A first move up off of the inside that wedge, a nice rotation. The 60-minute got overbought. It pulled back some, back to the 20. This was your, that was your next level that you're going to look for a bounce, and that's exactly now you're consolidating. So definitely going to look for this to follow through and get even further. Under Armour is now in the process of what EAT was a couple days ago. We had that pop, the overbought level on the 60, the rotation back, and now you're actually starting to see it move back up. So Under Armour here, I think we have a good shot of rotating back up on this. This is still going to continue to move higher. So this, I would say, number two, or maybe the Brinker was number two. These two are tied again. Verizon, number one. Under Armour, maybe number two. Brinker, number three. I think we're going to get the AAP, the AAP candle is going to be good. I think we're very close to taking an entry on this. AAP, Advanced Auto Parts. Again, remember, we're looking for not a, a divergence, but we're looking for a reversal. Big reversal candle, be a big outside day, bullish candles. These things have defined these pullbacks almost all the time. Every time we have a nice pullback on there, there's some big reversal candles that define how that, you know, the next level up. So I will be all over that next candle, and that's my job, is to watch it. So I'm going to be watching for it. I'm going to be looking for it every single day. And we're going to see it before it even happens. So we're going to know, oh, look, this one gapped down to 148. Probably a good shot to take a entry right on the lows, buy the weakness, because we're expecting a big reversal. So we have any type of gap down on this, I would buy that gap down. I will buy the gap down. And that will be, you know, another great setup, because we'll probably get very close to buying the bottom, which is very hard to do unless you plan out a trade and know what you're looking for. So that would be one scenario, AAP. You know what? And I might even put that on the HPS watch list, just to kind of give us the alert if we get down there. All right, so I'm going to give an alert. And you can go to the HPS site, but I'll show you what I'm going to do right now. Let me pause this. As I'm setting up this new chart, I just realized that, yeah, Brinker, I didn't show you the Brinker chart from the watch list. And you can actually see it pushing back up here now through the buy signal. Like, again, we're looking at 44 on this, but let me get this other chart done for us. All right, here is the chart, the AAP. Now, I put this buy trigger down here, and the more I look at this beautiful channel, the more I look at how everything's in a nice wavy action, and then I look at this candle today, and this candle actually took out the lows and closed officially above the halfway mark, above the previous day's close. I'm borderline calling this a little reversal. You know, I'd like it when we do take out the previous lows, and if there's a consolidation type of bottom there, you know, like 4 or 5 days, and then you close higher, I like that. This is very possible, you know, this could easily push higher here. Remember, we always talk about a kill zone, or, you know, a target zone. And sometimes it's not so impossible to, you know, to call which candle is going to be the next big candle. Sometimes we could do that very easily by looking at volume. And other things, but this one's a little bit difficult. Are we going to get that reversal candle, or does it move up from here? I think our target zone is in this zone, so I think in the longer-term traders have no problem. If you're just like, you know, I don't have time to watch this and wait for a reversal candle, you know, yeah, if you can get in here. I don't think it's a problem at all. All right, so I'm looking for the reversal candle. I'll keep a track, you know, and if we do probably get that gap down, this will trigger. It doesn't mean that we're automatically going to get into this. If this triggers, it's about recognizing, hey, we have that opportunity. There might be a reversal happening. Thank you for letting me know so I can watch it. And if it does start to, you know, we gap down, we get in our position, we end up closing near the highs and maybe even engulfing pattern, you're good to go. You've got the bottom. I would add to it, you know, I'd be doing my, you know, my Kiki dance. And we'd be sitting pretty, you know. So it's just about waiting for the perfect setup, and that's what we're going to do. We're just going to wait for the perfect setup on this one. I'm excited about this one now. It's moved up to the co-best bet. Co-best bet, I want to put this one. I said Verizon is also a kind of a best bet for me. And then we're going to talk about a couple more here. Here's our NIB. Now, the thing with the NIB, it's interesting. We set the alert and never really triggered the alert. It just was always hanging out here because it was a buy trigger. And what happened is we kind of pulled back off of that. We got into this stock. I'm in this right now and off of this divergence. And I set up the alert. And I said, we want to get in on this on strength. And to pull back a little, and then it popped. And then right when we saw that starting to change up, we knew it was going to go and it popped. But it gapped over this. So on your HPS site, you're seeing that it says it's watching because there's a trigger zone that has to be triggered. And if we have a significant gap in there, very rarely does it happen, it will stay in a watching phase. You know, normally we're going to look at the, you know, with a green dot or, you know, everything will be, but we did get some stocks that sometimes gap over the entry criteria or the entry zone. And from that point on, it, you know, you can't do much about it. So the next one I wanted to show you, let's go back to the the charts here. So a couple more here I just want to get out. Just doing. I love doing the research. I love getting these setups ready for next week. There's so many good ones. Some that we're in already. Just an update on Joe, the coffee ETF, the Divergent setup. You know, we're starting to turn back momentum. These are slow movers, you know, very slow movers. But and then we have, of course, we haven't gone into the financials. People might be saying, hey, there's so many stocks to look at. But we're trying to give you the best setups. At some point, there's going to be an area where the market here is going to go flat. And you just can't, you know, force the trade. You can't force the trade. You can't make things up. You just look for it. If it comes to you, you know, like build it and they will come. You want to get that great pattern in front of you and then be able to trade it. And that's what I'm bringing you, these great patterns. I'm really excited about this this AAP. One thing I want to keep on trying to discard these changes. There we go. One thing I want to say is I have no idea how the auto parts industry is going. And you know, but this is such a nice little pattern. And again, that reversal candle, I want to just touch base on that one more time. I think everyone needs to be on it when it comes. It's just been such a perfect, perfect setup. And I think we could get on this before it happens. So with my focus on this every day, and we'll see if we get a gap down, a reversal, we'll be able to tell if this candle is going to be forming before it, you know, as before the end of the day. And that means we'll be able to get into a good position on this and really, you know, make some really nice profits on it. Have a couple more I want to talk about. I mean, the divergences are out there. A lot of those divergences, like I said, are coming up on these oil and gas stocks. So that is, you know, that is something we have to deal with. It's a big reversal here. Here's Halliburton. You can see the divergence there, the lower low, the reversal candle. Let's see what happens with it. I don't see myself getting in that. And it's just something about it. You know, it's just something about, you know, I can't just turn off my thought process, and it's not the best thing to do is think too much when you're involved in this type of trading, because we know it works. I mean, if I had this, there's a nice divergence back here in Halliburton, beautiful divergence and a big rip from that point. There is a divergence here. It's starting to move back up, but I'm just willing to let the other ones, you know, let some other ones come up to me. The KSU, this is interesting because we've had good reversal candles on this. This has been a very good stock to follow on trend lines. I've traded this before. Just want to point out we're coming to an X marks the spot type of trade here. We have a recent trend line retracement, a rising trend line that causes that X between the two things, and an oversold stochastic. That looks pretty good. And whenever I take a look at KSU, I take a look at CSX. Is it CSX? Yeah, CSX. That's much better. And I think there was recent news out on this, so let's see where, you know, I haven't looked at that too much, and I'm not looking at that right now. It just seems to be extended for me. And I have two shorts for you, two shorts. Ralph Lauren. Now, Ralph Lauren is classic rising wedge pattern with an overbought stochastic. I mean, it just seems so good as $80 stock. I mean, who's buying Ralph Lauren? Just these, some of these retail brand names seems like they're just eventually going to end up being at, you know, $8 a share. This is still at $80 a share. It has a beautiful bear wedge, of rising wedge, typically breaks down. I'm not a big shorter. Sometimes you get, you know, but this looks like a perfect short, so I'm throwing it out there. And then the PBI, I haven't written down. Oh, another one, Pitney Bowes. You know, what I know Pitney Bowes for is the postage stamps. They do mostly postage stamps and stuff. And where's the post office going? I mean, honestly, we're going to be sticking things on with, you know, or meter stamps. You put meter, whatever. Something with postal stuff. That's going downhill. I mean, this stock is going downhill. $12, it's probably a $6 stock next year. It's a long-term short. I don't know what else they do, but you know, it doesn't look too good here. Excuse me coughing on that thing. But this looks great. I mean, the recent lows, 2013, is $10. That's another $2.50 to the downside, possibly more. You want good shorts? There's two good shorts for you. Two companies probably in 3 years won't be around anymore. Serious. Well, maybe Ralph Lauren might be. Who knows? Levi made it quite a ways. Wrangler. and Tough Skins, which was my brand growing up. You know, just want to show you, finish off with the Sienna, which is unbelievable because we've traded this out of these patterns. And we knew that we had this upper channel, a rising channel, and we had a target at this rising trend line. Not only did it hit it once, and then it actually gave us a pretty nice little flag. It hit it a second time and bounced right off it with an overbought level. Now we're chopping around. I expect this to actually continue to move higher. So it's just a good channel to continue to watch. It's actually a nice... I saw the Maximilian get in this one. I think it was this morning or yesterday morning. It was this morning because it has a nice bounce. Yeah. Anyway, you know, some of these stocks here just perfectly. That was the actually, was that the 60-minute time frame we were looking at? What was that I was just looking at? Oh, that was the weekly chart here. That's actually the weekly chart on Sienna. I didn't realize it was on the weekly. Here's the daily here. Daily got oversold. That's makes sense for a little bounce there and stuff. And I like this to the upside anyway. But sorry for showing you the wrong chart before. So we'll leave off with that. And again, just want to thank you for checking out Daytrend Radio. If you're trying it out for the first time on the open house and getting these watch lists for free, that will end on this watch list. So please, you know, make an issue of signing up, getting back on, and with the team here in our chat room and everything else that's going on here. Oh, we take a look at the markets right now. It's Friday. The futures are, I see futures moving here a little. What's going on? What is today anyway? Oh, it's not even 5 o'clock yet. All right. God. I thought it was like 6 o'clock. So we're going to close up here. Have a great evening. I'll see you Monday. Excited about our setups. Best bets, Verizon, AAP. Then we got to follow up with, what was it, Under Armour, then Brinker for follow through, then CWST. So many other good ones out there. We got the Verizon up there. And then a couple good shorts. And the AAL. Oh, don't forget that one, AAL. All right, we'll see you then. Take care. And I'm also uploading, I'm compressing right now the great show that RPM and Kelder did. So I'm going to try to post that on in the forum at one point if you missed it. Definitely check it out. Bye.